Alaska School Board Bans The Great Gatsby and Other Harmful Books. By Tom Sikata on April 29, 2020. An Alaska school board has decided to ban The Great Gatsby and other classic literary works over concerns that the books contain content that is harmful to students. Educators around the nation have criticized the decision, arguing that the decision amounts to censorship. According to a report by NBC News, the Matsuburo School District in Palmer, Alaska, has come under fire this week over its decision to ban several novels that school board leaders have deemed controversial. The banned book list includes The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, Catch-22 by Joseph Heller, The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien, and Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison. The school board voted 5-2 to ban the books during a meeting that took place last week. Why exactly were the books banned? School board officials that the books contain content that is inappropriate for high school students. Caged Bird was derided for anti-white messaging. Gatsby and Things are loaded with sexual references. Invisible Man has bad language and Catch-22 includes violence, the district claimed. School board vice president Jim Hart argued that it was appropriate to ban the books because they would not be permitted in a corporate environment. If I were to read these in a corporate environment, in an office environment, I would be dragged into EO, an equal opportunity complaint proceeding, Hart said. The question is why this is acceptable in one environment and not another. Parent Rachel Gernot condemned the decision, arguing that banning these books will not prevent the students from encountering inappropriate content. Every class will have at least a student who has been the victim or a family member has been the victim or has been discriminated against or has experienced violence in their life, Gernot said. To think that by not reading Why the Caged Bird Sings means therefore children will not be exposed to sexual abuses, closed-minded and ignorant, she says. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.